All right. Let's get to it. The Rockets have an opportunity to stave off elimination tonight.
Get your ducats.
Has it? No. No.
I showed you the word.
I mean, yes, but also no. 6:30 p.m. tonight versus the Warriors, TNT. How happy are you that it's a 6:30?
Oh, well, the other thing is I'm extremely happy just because it's starting earlier, but it kind of lands differently for me because I don't have to get up super early when I will anyway, but super early. I can get up when I want to because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
That is true. Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You don't even get to talk about this. But what that does mean, a little programming note, get to talk about this with B. Scott again.
There you go.
So
maybe B. Scott chop up that and, of course, all the other things that we'll do on in loop tomorrow. But that no need to get to tomorrow. Let's talk about today. What is, and I mean this very sincerely, or actually, in some ways, I guess I don't, seeing the way that the text lines responded, but what's the most reasonable path to a Rockets Game 5 victory in order to help them stave off elimination? And could it be staying the course? 713-572-4610 is the number for the text line. I appreciate the 972 coming in with the jokes. And you know what? I always appreciate jokes, so keep these coming. Have a local restaurant pull a Salt Lake City and spike Golden State Warriors their food like Salt Lake City did with Jordan back in the day. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get creative. Houston, if you want to do that as well. But the reason why I asked this is I immediately saw on the YouTube page, I appreciate Tommy Dang for responding and saying, make their damn free throws. And that's one of the very easy things that you could point out to. I know Ime Udoka has actually talked about the miscues that this team has had in their four games to this point that have them down 3-1 in this series. But they've been pretty close in damn near all of these, if not all of these games. And it's been little things like free throws that could, you know, if they go the other way, they can win the game. But the reason why I bring up reasonable path, because yes, I guess you could say, well, you know, just reasonably make a few free throws and you win games. However, this is who they are, at least when it comes to free throws. They have been this team that has not been great about knocking down their free throws for a majority of the season and all through this playoff series to this point. So I guess the question that I've been asking myself is like, how reasonable is to go, well, all of a sudden they're just going to make free throws now in this circumstance? I don't know how reasonable that is, but are there other situations that are reasonable to see them getting to a victory in this game?
Yeah, it's a reasonable ask, but it's not a reasonable thing to expect. It's a reasonable ask because you would think you make 80% of your free throws, you probably win most of these games. But it's not a reasonable thing to expect because it's not who they are. They don't make free throws. They just don't. They haven't all year long. So it's an interesting way you put it because the reasonable thing, and we talked about this at 10 a.m., and you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to that because we dug deep on it. We dug dip on it too.
I don't think we dug dip. I'm going to be honest. I don't think we dug dip.
Is go with the bigs, you know, the double bigs and all that. We dug in on that pretty well. But aside from that, I don't think expecting great free throw shooting is going to get it done. One thing I do think.
Really?
To expect it is what I'm saying. Şengün, I think he's been the only consistent thing in all four games. That is reasonable to just lean more heavily into him in the half court offense because it's about offense right now. You know, they've played pretty good defense, not altogether, you know, to start the first half or second half in game four, but they played pretty good defense all along. Şengün has been criticized, and I get it, for, you know, sort of like timidly putting up a push shot. He does the push shot. He does that. That's what he does from, you know, that's his game.
I think he also kind of looked like that because
he does, because of it.
I don't even know how timid some of these shots are. It just kind of looks like it because he could be a little bit of a, I don't know, awkward.
It's a finesse
despair,
shot.
But even with a finesse shot, he looks a lot more, more finesse, if I can kind of say it that way. But yeah. I think the one thing that I would ask of him, and it's one of the things that we talked about, and I don't know how, again, use the word, and maybe overuse it, reasonable it is to expect this change in this moment, but be a little bit more aggressive and try and force the issue a little bit more when it comes to your positioning. Because I think there's times where he can make these shots in that 5-10 range, but sometimes he's a little too content to when there's an opportunity to use your physicality, a physicality that this league has allowed you in this series and in these playoffs, and use that to get a little bit deeper and get a little bit closer in. But again, I'm wondering what is a fair expectation here in this. But I do think that that was one of the things that was key to me, and that's one of the things that made me go, is it just kind of staying the course? Because you have been close to these, you have been close mm-hmm. in these games, and maybe just expecting that being back home and having some of these games under your belt would help everybody get do a little bit more of the things to get you over the hump. But yeah, I think it's very much you have to utilize and likely play a lot through Alperen Şengün and yeah. allow him to work in the middle, especially in the ways that if you can keep Golden State out of the zone, if you can keep him playing one-on-one and hopefully get a whistle that is reasonable, that yeah. is advantageous, and you don't see Draymond Green getting every single foul imaginable but still being on the court. Like, if you can have Alperen Şengün continue to be that aggressor, he's going to get buckets and he's going to be an offense that I think is viable and tenable.
No, look, and the other part of it, and you said one-on-one, but even in other situations, like the one player that the Warriors do not have an answer for is Alperen Şengün. They can't match up with him. They
don't have the size for it.
They don't have the players. They don't have the size.
Not individually.
Even the zone defense, he's been okay. He's not as good as otherwise. But you look at like the most consistent player in this. We know the Jalen Green story. You know, it's unreasonable to expect him to do anything at this point. Sorry, it just is. It's unreasonable to expect a lot out of Jalen Green. Now, we hope he's better. If you get anything out of him and Şengün has a game like he did the other night, then you win. But it's probably unreasonable to expect it at this point. But Şengün, I mean, look at these four games, 26-9, 17-16, 15-11, and 31-10. That's the reasonable thing, the big man.
So, so Jalen Green, I don't think you're just going to drop him off the face of the earth in game five. Mm-hmm. How do you utilize him, or I guess in some ways not utilize him, if you, John Lopez, are head coach in this circumstance?
Well, you don't give up. You know, you give him the opportunity. All I'm saying is if I'm looking, and I think a lot of fans feel this way, if I'm looking at this game, it's like, I know what I can get out of Şengün. I know what I can get out of certain players. I have no idea. So I can't count on that, is what I'm saying.
I would look at it like this. Yeah. I will probably focus on Şengün and try to run the offense through Şengün.
Yes.
And if Jalen Green could give us another 38, that would be great.
Not even 30. Just give us anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the team on Jalen Green's back.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I understand that in kind of the general sense, but practically he is one of the two ball handlers that you trust the most. So when I'm asking that, I'm kind of asking, do you put him off ball more, or do you have him on ball but looking to pass the ball immediately, kind of taking it out of his hands and saying, hey, don't be aggressive and look to score unless in these circumstances? Do you run less pick and roll? Are you starting actions more?
If I were
with
coaching
Alperen,
I would be building him up like a champion. Like, don't change a thing. Stay as aggressive. Be more aggressive. You know, take your shot if it's open. You know, shooters shoot, that whole thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't expect, but you know, anything you get out of him, just keep. I wouldn't take the ball out of his hands. He's still going to get his minutes, but you know, build him up and hope for the best. It's kind of what I would do with him. The other thing that I think, and I don't know if this is reasonable or unreasonable, but you can't. Well, it's unreasonable to expect 8 3-pointers out of Fred VanVleet, but get something out of him, and I think it's a little more reasonable to expect that, you know, from VanVleet.
Yeah, I think that is fair. Yeah. Especially the thing that I would ask of Fred VanVleet, because I do think that something unlocked for him, at least in that game. It'll be interesting to see if Steve Kerr continues to have those guys drop off of him when they go pick and roll, where, you know, he was able to step into as many 3-pointers as he did, and it kind of allowed mm-hmm. him to knock down the 3-pointers that he did in game four. I want him to speed up some of his mm-hmm. his initiation. I know that he is inherently a little bit slower, a little bit less pacing than some of the other guys on the floor for the Rockets. But as a staff, record labeling crew, I think that they need to be a little bit faster in actions. I know that this is a team that, if you were getting into the general sense, they want to have fewer possessions and allow mm-hmm. that defense and offensive rebounding to do their work to help level the game. But this is a fair point that comes in on the text line when they say only way to up your percentage, or I guess basically up your output, is to shoot more. In order to get some more of these shots, I think you need to go a little bit earlier. Don't allow the Warriors to sit and look at you nearly as much and gain a moment to catch a breather mm-hmm. on the defensive end, because they're watching you guys get yourself in going. And then also go early enough to where...
Press the ball, but also
go early enough in the shot clock to where the defense doesn't get a little bit of help knowing, oh, well, the shot clock is going down, so I know what you're doing, mm-hmm. right? There's ambiguity in going with 14 seconds left on the shot clock, yes, as opposed to going with 6 seconds left on the mm-hmm. shot clock, because I know what you have available to you is limited when there's only 6 seconds. You got to get a shot off in a different way. So I think going earlier in the game, just like upping the pace, turn that notch up a little bit, and I do think that you could see some benefits from that inherently.
No, I agree, and I also feel much more optimistic with not that I've ever thought he was stinking or anything. He would just had lulls here and there. I'm much more optimistic with Amen Thompson. I think if you can get him attacking in that attack mode a lot more, then it opens up everything for him and others. So I would, if I had to like power rank, how they win this game, I Şengün, like he might not be, the guy you want, but he's the guy you got, So I would go with Şengün first and then, maybe Van Vliet, heck, maybe Dylan Brooks pulls out one of those games that he's occasionally, want to do. But then Amen Thompson, I think, is in the thick of things.
And maybe a little bit more of it, because I don't know how to do this in a way that doesn't completely change the way that you run offense, which is something I don't know that you can do on a whim. Mm-hmm. But maybe just more of an eye towards getting the ball towards Jabari Smith Jr., especially in these instances where he's occupying the corner. Mm-hmm. There's been some times where you see a drive or a pick and roll. And it might be asking a lot because I don't know that you have the passers on this team mm-hmm. that are making the Nikola Jokic-esque, the Luka Doncic-esque kind of crazy passes to the corner.
Yeah.
But if you can find some of those, he has been effective when the ball gets to his hands. But I don't know that he's a guy that you can just post up and get him the ball and have him go to work or just give him the ball and create something.
What did I say? So not garbage, but somewhat just an
in the flow
kind of player. I think that's what you need to get out of him and more of it. Maybe have him be a little more assertive and aggressive in taking the shots and attacking and finishing and everything else. And that's the other thing, offensive rebounding and rebounding in general, they've been good. That's been their calling card. You talk about they're not a great free throw shooting. They're a great rebounding team, and that has to be a big factor here with putbacks, maybe with a double big, maybe not, however it goes. And the 3-4-6 says, find a way to get Draymond ejected. Good luck with that. It doesn't happen.
Dude, I felt like if he wasn't going to get ejected from that last game, I don't know how you do it.
I do feel like they should have attacked Draymond a little more.
Yeah.
Especially with him having 5 fouls like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they kind of let him off the hook a little bit. I would have took him to the paint, man.
Random question here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you up the antics a little bit? Do you have does that run too much of a risk of throwing you off the path here?
I said it earlier. I don't know.
Like unleash the Dylan Brooks.
Look, the Rockets came into the series saying we like it grimy. We want it grimy. Okay. If that's how they're calling it, and you want it grimy, I'm with you. I don't even know if that's what you want.
No, it's not. It's not. I was just asking the question. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I'm not saying throwing hands and scuffles and all that, real scuffles, not the ones they call scuffles on TV, and stuff like that. But what I am saying is go at Draymond. Push his buttons. Do it. Why not? You never know. He might get finally tossed from one of these games.
I would like to take you to KNBR up in San Francisco's radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of flabbergasted when I heard this as the tone of them talking about this Rockets team, because y'all know who y'all rooting for, but this is KNBR in San Francisco talking about the Rockets.
I think I've got some real distaste for this iteration of the Houston Rockets.
Hell yeah.
You know why? They have no respect for anything that has been a status quo in the NBA for the last decade plus.
Yeah.
And they walk around sort of like the Memphis Grizzlies did a few years ago.
Yep.
And who's the common component here? Who's the common denominator?
Dylan Brooks.
Same sort of attitude. They walk around like they own the league, like they've done something special with their 95-point per game victories. You know what I mean? And I'm supposed to be threatened by 28 shots from Şengün? I'd love to finish. It would be so sweet. So, so sweet to win it in 5 in Houston. When Dylan Brooks ripped the ball away from Steph, I was like, what an idiot. What a foolish thing to do. What a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
He's the one guy I think you don't want to piss off. And you don't want to add Draymond to that mix. And you don't want to add Jimmy Butler to that mix. And now Jimmy Butler knows what Steph's capable of.
No, but you know what? You're scared of those guys. You're scared of Jimmy Butler. You're scared of Draymond
Green.
That's
what I mean.
I'm not scared of Dylan Brooks.
No, I'm saying he does it to Steph because he's not going to do it to those guys.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you do it to that guy?
And then
the biggest killer in the league, you're going to do it to that guy? And it wasn't even that guy. Then they blanketed Steph, tried to spit all over him. And what happened? Jimmy put the cape on and put him to bed.
Come on. Everybody call in. I want to hear your unbridled.
All right.
They're talking about dirty players over at Golden State.
Yeah.
They're talking about dirty players.
Like, why should they show you some type of respect, man?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if y'all won championships and all that stuff.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do they got to show you some type of respect?
Tip that crown off their head.
And you got Draymond Green on your team.
Yeah.
I also love the idea that they were like, the Rockets carry themselves as if they're, like, run the league. Based off of what?
I was about to say, where is that at? I haven't seen that.
Yeah. You got to have a villain. Every team has that villain they pick.
I guess no, so. What it is Golden State not used to coming across a team. I think the last thing they came across was the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. That was somewhat like that.
Yeah.
And, I don't see that.
And many people, in talking about this game five for the Rockets are like, break in case of emergency, Cam Whitmore. You know, if you're going down, go down flinging. And so
the offense is not doing anything, why not? Just put them out there and see if they can score something.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they play it in this game. 6:30, rather. TNT and Space City Home Network both have the broadcast of this one. See if the Rockets can stave off elimination. And we'll see if anybody out there is doing any of these things. Talk about, like, somebody said, can't Busby find a woman Draymond has wronged in the past and sue him? And somebody else was talking about getting out the voodoo dolls for some of these folks, see if that would help. Yeah, all the various ways in which people are trying to get a victory tonight. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.